Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning. We are on page 222 in the Tanya that we use, about 11 lines from the bottom of the page. In the center of the line, the word vigam. Yesterday we spoke about how important it is to always remember that Hashem runs the world, and that Hashem sees and hears everything in this world. And the more we contemplate on this, the more we understand and we feel that Hashem watches over us all the time. So we ended off yesterday by saying, for example, Hashem sees everything and hears everything. So now the Alter Rebbe continues and says, Vigam, and furthermore, Ki ein loy demus haguf, he does not have a body. It's only an allegory. It's only an illustration and an analogy that we use. Hare adarabe, the fact that he doesn't have the body, on the contrary, hakel galui v'yadua lefanav, everything is revealed and known before Hashem. And more so, b'yeser se'es, in a very powerful way, le'en keitz, in an infinite way, mere'iyas ha'ayin u'shmiyas ha'ezen, al derech mashal, from the fact that he has an eye that sees and an ear that hears, allegorically speaking, again, through illustration. When someone is in a physical body, they could only see what their eye enables them to see. They could only hear what their ears enable them to hear. But Hashem, that doesn't really have a body, and being that Hashem is infinite, so too his eyesight is infinite, and his hearing is infinite, and it's again brought only as an illustration. Rakhu al derech mashal, it's only brought through as an analogy. Kimei, for example. What is this compared to? Adam hayedeya o margish ba'atzma, a person who knows and he feels within himself. Kol mashe nasev and nifal be'echad mikol ramach evarav. Everything that happens in his body, in all 248 limbs of the body. For example, kimei, ker eichaim, when the body gets hot or when the body gets cold, the body feels it. Even if there is heat on the toenail, the body will feel it, for example. If it's scorched in fire. So our body will feel when our toenail gets scorched in fire. And similarly speaking, mehusam v'atzmusam, the entire being and the essence of the body, v'cholmash amispoil bahem, and everything that happens to the body, the person will know yedeya u'margish b'meichai. He'll know it and he'll feel it in his intellect, in his mind. Uche'ein, and this is again, similarly speaking, about Hashem. Yediyazu, this knowledge, al derech mashal, allegorically speaking, again, through illustration and analogy, Yediyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem knows kol hanifal b'chol hanivroyim al yonim v'tachtoinim, everything that happens in all of his creations, both in the upper worlds and the lower worlds, li yis kulam mushbaim imenu, being that everything flows from Hashem. Yisbarech, kimashakasuv, as it is written, ki mimcha hakel. Everything stems from you. Everything comes from Hashem. Vezeshakasuv, and also it says, vegam kol hayitzur loy nichechad mimcha. And every single creation cannot be hidden from you. Meaning, Hashem knows everything. And if we remember, we spoke about this in chapter 2 of Tanya, Uchmesh HaKasav HaRambam, as the Rambam explains, V'askimu l'zeh chachmei HaKabbalah, and also all of the Kabbalists agree with this, K'mesh HaKasav HaRamak B'Pardes, as Ramesh HaKarder Vero writes in his Pardes, which is a book of Kabbalah, that we remember we said that Hashem is Hu Hamada, Hu Hayedeya, Vehu Hayadua. Hashem is the knowledge, Hashem is the knowee, and Hashem is the knower. Hashem knows everything, nothing is separate from Hashem. So, the Alter Rebbe continues and says, just like when a person knows himself, Hashem knows everything as well, allegorically speaking. Hashem knows everything that happens with all of his creations in the true manner, in a way that is in a true existence. However, the Alter Rebbe says, Rak Shem Mashal Zeh, this parable, this analogy, and this illustration, Einai Ella L'Shakech Esa'ezen, is only brought in order for our ear to be appeased, for a human being to comprehend what we are talking about. Aval Be'emes, but in truth, Ein HaMashal Deimel Enimshal, the analogy that we're bringing is not compared to the analog at all. We'll see now, the Alter Rebbe will say, why it is actually different. And we can't really say that it's the same between a human being and Hashem. Ein ha-mashal deim ele nimshal klal. The analogy is not the same as the analog. Why? Ki nefesh ha-adam. Because when it comes to the soul of man, afilu ha-sichlis v'olikis, even the intellectual soul and the godly soul of the person, he mispa'eles mime'erei ha-guf, this a person feels everything that happens, and it affects the body in everything that happens to the body. V'tzare, in all the pain of the body, the person will feel it. Why? Machmas, because he slapshusa mamish benefesh hachiyunis. Because it is enclosed in the vitalizing soul, hamelubeshes baguf mamish, which is enclosed in the physical body itself. So everything that happens to the body, the person feels. And being that the body is limited, and the body is finite, everything that he feels, he's able to feel in a finite way. And therefore, every single thing that happens to the body gets affected and the body changes. But we cannot say this, chas v'shalom, about Hashem. Hashem never changes, and Hashem doesn't get affected by the things of this world, even by the creations. That's what the Alter Rebbe says now, concluding today's Tanya. V'loy, nothing gets changed at all with Hashem. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Alter Rebbe says now, but Hashem himself, Einai Mispael Chas V'Shalom, does not get affected by the happenings, Mime'erei Ha'olam, the happenings of the world, V'Shinuyav, and its changes, V'Loi Mei Ha'olam Atzmai, and not even in the world itself, Shekulam, because all of it, all the creations of Hashem, every single human being, every single thing in this world, Einai Poyalin Bai, does not affect Hashem, Shum Shinoi Chas V'Shalom, to say that it changes Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, to say such a thing. So therefore, the analogy and the analog is not the same between a person and Hashem. V'hinei, and behold, k'dei l'haskil zeh heitiv b'sichleinu, in order to understand this properly, for a human being to comprehend this, Kvar ha'arichu chachmiya emes b'sifreyem. Our sages already said this many times and taught this many times in their books. And if you want to learn about that properly, you can read those books. Now is not the time, the Alter Rebbe says. Ah, however, kol Yisrael maminim b'nei maminim, every single Jew are believers, sons of believers. We believe in Hashem. We believe about Hashem. We understand that Hashem is infinite, that Hashem does not get changed by the effects and the happenings of this world. And we don't have to delve into our intellect, and we don't have to investigate with our minds the greatness of Hashem when it comes to this, that Hashem does not change. As it says, V'yemrim, as we say, before davening every day, Atahu Achalei Nivra Ha'ilam, V'yatahu Mishen Nivra Ha'ilam. Hashem is the same Hashem before He created the world and after He created the world. And nothing that happens in this world changes Him, Chas V'Shalom. Kinal, Kinisker Le'el, as explained above, Perechaf in chapter 20, end